Perhaps music not to everybody's taste, it's very much to mine. Free jazz is something I love and love very much. And that was the Blue Notes, not Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, but the band that for much of its time at its peak in South Africa in the late 50s, early 60s, and in Europe in the 60s, featured Chris McGregor on piano, Longezi Feza on trumpet, Dudu Pugwana on alto sax, Nikele Moyake on tenor sax, Johnny Diani on bass, and Louis Moholoholo on drums. Louis Moholoholo is the only member of the band still alive. They were huge on the European jazz circuit. They were absolutely huge. They played the kind of free jazz that the likes of John Coltrane were playing, but they infused it with African sounds like Kwela, and they were highly, highly, and still are highly, highly regarded. We talk now to Dr. Lindelwa Dalamba, who's a music lecturer at WITS. Lindelwa, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What's your interest in the Blue Notes?
I came across them quite by chance as part of my longer career as a jazz scholar.
By chance?
Yeah, by chance, because the Blue Notes, especially for people in my generation, were, you know, victims, I suppose, of the great amnesia that bedeviled South African jazz history. So very few people of a certain age knew about them. So I came across them during my research and my Master of Music degree at the University of KwaZulu-Natal, because I made friends with somebody whom I consider to be the expert in the Blue Notes, because whereas they form only part of my research for Sazi Dlamini, now Dr. Sazi Dlamini, they were his entire doctoral dissertation. So through the kind of solidarities and friendships one forms during research, which is quite a lonely time, I got to know about them, and then they formed part, a crucial part of my PhD thereafter.
I suppose I'm of a certain age that does remember them, because they were very much part of my sort of burgeoning musical consciousness in the early 70s. I wasn't aware of this series of photographs which Norman Owen Smith took at a concert at the University of Natal in 1964, because there's very little archival material on the Blue Notes.
Yes, it's quite a beautiful story. It came about when Marcus White was hosting very tributes to the musicians, not necessarily the Blue Notes, but the musicians who formed part of that network. Mostly his stuff was riffing on the Brotherhood of Brits music, the bigger band that you were talking about in terms of free jazz. So Marcus, the trumpeter, who of course is a UCT alumnus, but is from Port Elizabeth, he eventually put out a CD called the Orchestra Tribute CD. I forget the exact title, unfortunately. Gwen Ansell, the great jazz journalist, wrote a review of this CD for The Conversation. And then Professor Noel Owen Smith direct messaged her and told her about these photographs that he had taken, many of which had not been printed, so the negatives were still there. And so Gwen told me about it because we're at some conference or another. And I, of course, freaked out, as my personality tends me to do. And I said, let's do something about this. So again, it's a matter of friendship, it's a matter of connections, a matter of networks. Noel Owen Smith is a professor of biology at WITS University. So what really knocked me out was that throughout my time teaching at WITS, this treasure trove was across the corridor from me on campus. And so he had taken them, taken the pictures, developed a few, one of which won a prize, and he just carried the negatives with him throughout his very long and eventful life and distinguished academic life. And he unearthed them. And because he was a scientist, I suppose, they were perfectly kept. So even the ones that had already been printed were in such good condition, and the negatives were perfectly preserved, like a specimen, if you like. And so I applied for some grant funding, because I'm kind of an Oliver Twist by now when it comes to research funding, and managed to get this project going. And again, this project could not have been done only by an historian. So I had to find a curator, and I found a perfect curator in Boitumelo Traele, who is a PhD candidate at Stellenbosch University's Africa Open Institute. And so we worked together, and she's the one who really carried the story, the visual story on the day of the exhibition. And I fitted in what I knew as an historical musicologist in terms of how these things can be presented to the public rather than to yet another academic community.
So these photographs are taken in 1964. Sharpeville is still very fresh in the memory of the country. And here's a multiracial band in front of a multiracial audience. And the expressions on the faces in the photographs that I have seen, it's an extraordinary moment in time in this country's history.
It's a very richly layered extraordinary moment. Hence, I ask at the end of the article where I talk about these pictures, and what do they enable us to ask? So also, what do they enable us to remember? So they enable us to remember how during those times, those post-Sharpeville times, university performance spaces were one of the last few spaces that were open to these kinds of ensembles and to this kind of music. So you'll know from UCT, for example, that Chris McGregor had already been hosting a non-racial big band in the university's hallowed halls. And Peter Maritzberg was carrying on this this tradition. And of course, Vets had been doing so since they hosted King Kong in 1959. So it reminds us of that. But it also reminds us of something quite difficult to capture in that academic language, the rationalism, which is the beauty that transported these musicians as they were playing. You're talking about the facial expressions, where they managed to really sort of emit something quite personal to them that this music enables them to express, but also seemingly to articulate what they feel with the rest of the members of the band. Because what really makes the Blue Notes incredible in our South African jazz history is that they were a band, an ensemble, quite tight. And that tightness was not only musical, but it was also matters of friendship. Talking about the 60s as well, at the same year, 1964, there was a Drum magazine article that featured the Blue Notes as they were going through their tour in Durban. And it's quite interesting the kinds of things they spoke about. They spoke exactly of the kinds of repressions that were marked in the music industry post-Sharpeville. And the way that they were speaking about it was one of the few times after the drum decade of the 1950s, one of the few times that jazz actually had its own space in the magazine. So that's quite special, too. It reminds us of the closing of the public sphere post-Sharpeville, and how jazz was one of the victims, or the jazz cultures was one of the victims of the clampdown that happened after Sharpeville.
Really interesting stuff. Thanks so much for talking to us, Dr. Lindelwa Dalamba, who is a music lecturer at WITS.